Well, it's a new year. Well, very soon. I figured you and I can spend some time together. Just kind of relaxing, just sitting around. Well, I mean, I didn't have too many things on my mind. But it's been a long year. Not necessarily a bad one, but a long one for sure. A lot has happened. Well, a lot of good and bad things, I guess. That's every year, but still. Feels like a lot happened all at once, and that it's kind of hard to remember it all. Don't you think? Like, the year's been stretched so long, I almost can't remember what happened last year and this year. It's like they've merged, and I can't tell if that was, you know, because time, if it was because, you know, circumstance. It just, things feel weird. But going into 2023, it does feel hopeful, I guess, for lack of a better term. Yeah, it's one of those things where, reflecting on how this year went, looking at those top 5 and top 10 lists of, you know, video games, movies, all of that, it's hard to think some of the movies that came out this year, some of the games that came out, right? Yeah, I'm glad it's not just me. It's weird, isn't it? It feels so different. Sorry, I know I'm rambling, hun. Anyway, all of that got me thinking about our year together. How much you and I have grown. I mean, look at all that we've accomplished together. Look at all that we've done together. It's fantastic, really. Would I change anything? Nah. Even the bad stuff, I mean, everything sort of worked out in the end, I guess. But I suppose that's kind of how life works. Well, I figured we'd think about this stuff, because, I mean, it's New Year's, right? That's what you do on New Year's Eve. As the ball gets ready to be counted down, etc. In the end, it's not like we're going to feel any different going into 2023, and it's not like I have any real New Year's resolutions, you know? Well, I mean, I'm sure there are things I could improve or change, but nothing that grabs my attention. I'm just focused on, yeah, more than survival, I guess, more than existing, but at the end of the day, that's kind of it, yeah. That's the main purpose, that's the main focus for me. So you want to know my top things for the year? Yeah, right, I can do that. What do you want to hear first? Movies? Games? Favorite moments? Well, if I had to say top favorite moments of all time this year, each of those 10 would be moments that I spend with you. Snuggled up in bed, listen to you talk about the things that you love. That time you got pissed off at work and started practically yelling at me. It wasn't so much yelling at me so much as it was just yelling in general. I hadn't seen you that angry in a while. It didn't bother me, no. It was cute. All that time where you were in the bathroom and, well, I caught you singing in the shower. You were so embarrassed. It was adorable. Had it not been for work, I probably would have joined you, to be honest. Honestly, all of my top moments were just with you. Although there was that one time I found a $20 bill on the ground. That was pretty choice. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's a good memory. I like that one. Now that one, that's a spicy memory. I do enjoy that spice, not gonna lie. What about you? What were your favorite moments of the year? That's cute. I do enjoy that idea. And I do remember that vividly. Well, we've got, what, a few minutes before it's midnight? God, why aren't we asleep? I know we have a couple of days off, but like, we're older now. Sleeping is nice, especially when it's next to you. Nah, I'm just a little groggy. No, thank you. I don't think I'll take any grog. Thank you very much. Nah. I know it's considered National Hangover Day, but I'm not gonna push it. In fact, eating some water might not be a bad idea. Now, there have been a lot of ups and downs. But it's worth it for moments like this. Just you and me, laying back, relaxing. Nothing to worry about. Got the next couple of days off, we'll get to work in the new year, and then we'll see what happens. How hopelessly optimistic of you. Oh, I'm gonna love you no matter what. That's not gonna change. That'll never change. Well, I am glad to be spending this time with you. Even if you're making me stay awake. Making me stay awake is probably a stretch. But the more I relax into you, the more cozy we are together, I can feel my eyes drooping. Midnight. It's not like we're gonna turn into pumpkins, babe. So who cares? Yeah, there may be a lot of shouting, a lot of fireworks. I'm sure our dog's gonna love that, but this, right here, just like this, it's all we need right now. Fine. I will agree to do the countdown with you. But after that, babe, I'm gonna be passing out. In fact, you know what my New Year's resolution's gonna be, hun? My New Year's resolution is to get more sleep. Because I don't get enough of it, do I? You and I both know that. So yeah, I'll get more sleep. Alright. Here we go, I guess. It's not a chore or anything, it's just... Alright. Where are we starting at? 10? Well, before we start... Yeah, no, we don't have much time, but like, how do we want to celebrate? Do we want to blow into something? Well... I wouldn't say no to that. Sorry. Okay. You know how I get when I'm sleepy. Do you want to kiss at midnight? Okay. We can do that. That sounds adorable. And hot. Yeah, because I made the blow card. Okay. I'm kidding. Jeez. Here. Put your forehead next to mine. Let me press on you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year. Can we pass out now? Good. Hello, everyone. It's me, Mazarus, aka the Right Hand of Doom, aka Samuel Fuentes. I just want to take this moment to thank you all for a splendid year. You guys have done so much for me this year. And to all my patrons, thank all of you. Holy crap, it's been an amazing year, and I just... At least for my YouTube, it's been amazing, it's been incredible, very humbling. I never imagined building such a wonderful audience so quickly, and not only keeping you guys engaged, but, like, continuously growing. I think I've kind of hit a bit of a plateau for this year, but I am so grateful for all of your support. Your comments, your likes, everything has been so amazing, and I appreciate it. I know this audio was kind of haphazard and last minute. I'd been racking my brain about what to do for this week. Been a little distracted, because we've had the baby boy, so haven't necessarily been able to just sit down and record, and when I was able to record, nothing was coming to mind, so... Hope you enjoyed this one, mostly a stream of consciousness, but thank you all again for a wonderful year, and I can't wait to see you guys in the next one. So as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.